Wednesday night of our Halach and Chavis Halavis, early Yutes Kislev.
Okay, mentioned Chanukah Licht, so there are options that if someone from your family is home, so they can light for you. It's probably, it's a Shaila, but there's certainly an option to light in the Iker Zman when you're supposed to light, even if you're not home. If your Bnei Bayis are home, and even your wife could light, or a child over Bar Mitzvah could light. There's an option actually of making a shliach to light for you. That would be probably only nogeya if you're not home, if you light for the outside people. So then a shliach can do it for you. I don't think it would be correct for a shliach to light for you in your house if no one's home. He lights and then there's no one home. Who's he lighting for? But if you're lighting for the outside people, you can make a shliach. For the Mishnah Berurah, it's actually mashma that there's a problem with making a shliach about making the brachas. That's how they learn in the Mishnah Berurah, that there's a brachas problem, and it's not clear why. The Achronim discuss why there would be a brachas issue. In other words, if you're standing there, he's making the bracha for you, you're saying amen. But if you're not there and a shliach's lighting for you, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, there's a problem. And the Achronim understand the Mishnah Berurah to be saying there's a brachas problem. And then the Acharinim discuss what the bracha's problem would be. Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva that it's talking about the Shliach lit already and made brachas, and the problem is really the Shalsanisim, and maybe the Shechayanu. But the Halak Ner Shel Chanukah would not be a problem. He's the Shliach, and he's making the bracha for you. Rav Shlomo Zalman learns that there is a problem. It's not, if I put up a mezuzah for you, so I make the bracha for you also. But as here with the Chaner Chanukah, it's more doimah to if I put tefillin on someone else's hand, as Shlomo Zalman says, so I wouldn't make the bracha if I put tefillin on someone else's hand. So if I light, so he learns you can't make any of the brachas. Other Acharonim learned that you don't create a situation where you have a shaila about brichas ha-re'iyah with Roya Ner Chanukah, do you have to make a bracha or not? So if you're not there listening to the brachas and the shliach lighting for you, it becomes a shaila if you have to make a shalsanisim when you see Ner Chanukah, so you don't create that matzav of suffek. So it's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah means by what he says, and it's discussed. But there is an option to make a shliach to light for you, even if it's not machatchila for the Mishnah Berurah's reason, but it's an option. Okay. Chavis Havlov, let's wrap up the Shari Yichud Perek Ches. He talks about the nature of oneness. He talks about things. A thing could be punct one or grade one, meaning it's one. It could be two, but it's punct one. And then there are things that are essentially one and have to be that way. And then the word one would imply, says the Chavis Halavos, that there's no change or no variation. It's always the same. It's no change. It didn't come into existence. It has no beginning and no end. And so it's just, that's also implied by inherent oneness. There's no movement, which is the same as saying no change, no time. It's not subject to time, because it's always the same. It just is. So, it doesn't come into existence. It doesn't end. It's just, it's completely and wholly wholly one. That's called, he calls it inherently one. There's things that are achdus b'mikre and achdus kayom, atzmiyi, inherently so. So that's what he, okay, and we'll stop here, and then we'll continue tomorrow. The nature of oneness.